Tell me how you found these barrels, because were these ones you already knew about, or were these ones that had just sort of fallen by the wayside?
So I was up in the warehouses one day, and our warehouse foreman was with me, actually, and we were just walking around, and I was really looking for some of the single barrel for our 9-year-old single barrel program. And I'll never forget it. I just happened to look over to my left, and, you know, we hand stamp all of our barrels with dates and lot codes. And I looked over at that stamp, and I saw the number 98. And I remember looking at the warehouse guy, and I said, "Do you see that?" And immediately I just started counting on my fingers. I was like, 99, 2000, 2001, just to try to figure out how old it was. And I was like, this is 17-year-old liquid here. And so immediately my mind kind of went to the space of, this is, you know, going to be a little bit too old. It's going to have too much oak to it. You know, why haven't we, you know, why is it here? Why haven't we already bottled it? So we went and pulled some samples, and I was blown away by the flavor profile of it. Literally just, it was so sweet, like a cake batter almost, vanilla flavor to it. And it had a lot of, like mid-palate, it gets a lot of spice, which is different from our normal typical lineup. So it had some really nice spice that I was pleasantly surprised to see. And it had that rich oak, and it wasn't too much oak. It was like just the perfect amount. So immediately I wanted to know, once I knew I liked the liquid, I was excited because how much of it do we have? And we only had about 84 barrels of it. So that's where the idea kind of sprung from. I was like, okay, we have this amazing liquid, but we don't have a lot of it. So what could we do with it? And that's really where the idea for the distillery reserve collection came from. So I definitely wanted to get it bottled, but I didn't want it to sit in the barrels too much longer and lose that flavor profile. So we got it bottled as quick as we could so we could share it with really all of our Dickel adorers and fans out there.
So how did these barrels fall through the cracks? 84 barrels is a pretty good number. How did they not get bottled?
Yeah, and I don't really know, because this was probably the first time since I'd taken on, I've been the distiller for a little over 2 years now, and it was this particular warehouse, it was just the first time that I had been up there in that particular spot and had noticed them. And, you know, we keep good inventory control, so, you know, we know what we have. It's just, we just never decided, you know, to blend it off. And, you know, why they were sitting there, who knows? I don't know. But I'm just glad that I'm the one that found them and, we were able to get it bottled.
Do you normally keep barrels around for 17 years for blending?
No, normally, I mean, we launched a single barrel program a few years ago with a 9-year, and we also had about 70 barrels of 14-year. So right now, we're trying to age some stuff up to 14 years, but usually it doesn't get much older than that, because you really don't want the wood, you know, to take over too much and get rid of all those nice flavors you get with Dickel. So it is unusual for it to be up there like that. And with Dickel, everything's aged from our aged products. It's going to be from 5 years, and then we won't go over that 14 years that we use for our single barrel.
So this really is a one-off then?
Yes. Yes. I want to say never say never, but I would be surprised if we ever see anything like this again. Definitely a one-time thing.
Was this the oldest stuff you have in the inventory?
Yes, because I wanted to make double check after I found that. So after that, I went back and I looked at absolutely everything we had on site, and that was the oldest. The next oldest that we have right now is just getting to be about 13 years. And we're going to let that age for another year. So we'll have some nice 14-year for our single barrel program.
Now, why is this only going to be available in Tennessee outside of the distillery at just a few retailers? I'm assuming it's because Tennessee state law won't let you keep it exclusive to the distillery?
Correct. So we do have to make some available to retailers. And really the decision came about because you can imagine the evaporation and the angel share after 17 years was a lot. So there was a big variation in how much liquid was in those barrels. So when we found out, you know, we had such a small amount, we really just wanted to keep it in our home state, you know, and really do something special for, you know, our true, like, whiskey aficionados, you know, people that just have been loyal to the brand and adores the Dickel for years. This is something special, and so we wanted to keep it in our home state.
This is not a single barrel, is it? It's blended, right?
Right. It was about 84 barrels.
Okay.
So, yeah, we put all of those together, and then we came up with the proof. No, I mean, I'm so proud of it. I've been at Dickel for 12 years, and this is probably one of my most favorite projects that has come about because I truly love this liquid. So I would just let all of your readers and listeners know that it is worth, no matter where you're located, it is worth the trip to Cascade Hollow in Tennessee to get you a bottle of it.